The following shiur has been presented by Rabbi Yitzchak Grossman, Dayan at the Beis Havad, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. The center can be reached for halachic services, consultations, and shilas at 888-485-VAAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
Shabbos, Daf Kuf Lamed Hayam and Aleph. The Gemara brings a braisa. Tana Rabbanan, Ben Shiva Mechalel Lavas Shabbos. An infant was born after 7 months or middle of the 7th month. We are Mechal Shabbos to do with Mila. Ben Ches, Ein Mechal Lavas Shabbos. An 8 month baby, we are not Mechal Shabbos. Safik Ben Zayin, Safik Ben Ches. The baby, we don't know exactly when the conception occurred. He may be a Ben Zayin, he may be a Ben Ches. Ein Mechal Lavas Shabbos. Also, Ben Shmona, the 8 month old baby, Hareu Ke'evin, he's like a stone. The Osir Latalslo, we cannot move him. He's mukta, we can't be metalgal him, but the mother can nurse him, can bend over and nurse without moving him, because of sakana, which the Mefarshim explain, it refers to the sakana of emo, the tsar of emo, she needs to nurse, but not because of the sakana of the baby. The Ritva says, the sakana solo, that we don't care about the sakana of the baby, to who can have it. Even though this Gemara is primarily talking about Mila, the consensus of the poskim nevertheless is, that the 8-month-old baby is not really considered alive, or not totally alive, and we are not Mechal Shabbos to save his life. In this lecture, we focus on 2 questions. First, we try to understand what it is the Chazal meant by this idea that the 7-month-old baby and the 9-month-old baby are viable, but not the 8-month-old baby. Modern science does not understand this. Modern science has understood for the last 100 years or so, and certainly today, believes that it's very simple. There's a monotonic progression. The longer a baby remains in the womb, the more viable it is, the greater its chances of survival are. And we don't really understand what this means, that in the 8th month there's a drop in survivability from the 7th month. So we'll bring various explanations and we'll try to understand what it is Chazal meant. And lahalacha, we will then discuss how the poskim have reacted to these halachas in contemporary times, especially with the invention of the incubator. Basically, today, even 8-month-old babies frequently can be saved, certainly with an incubator, and even without incubators, 8-month-old babies are frequently viable. So we will discuss how the poskim have dealt with these halachas in the contemporary period. So first, by way of introduction, what exactly did Chazal mean by their assumption that an 8-month-old baby is not viable? So there are a number of different approaches that have been proposed by poskim and other sources over the years. Professor Neria Gutel, famous for his sefer Hishtanas HaTeva BaHalacha, has written an excellent paper analyzing this whole discussion. He brings about a half dozen different explanations from various sources. The Rashbash, incidentally, the Rashbash says that this was universally accepted in ancient times, both by Jews and by non-Jews. He writes that Davar Muskim Humi Tarasenu Ume Chachma Ume Chachameinu Zal VeChachmei HaUmos, that everyone knows that the only certain periods within the gestation will a delivery then result in a viable child. Davar She'ein Bo Safek, he says Ame Sosu Hanisayon Haskama Sakolhi Shanolad B'Shmini Hu She'einu Miskayim Baro. Generally, an 8-month-old baby is not viable. Incidentally, this is a point made by a number of other poskim too. We'll see the Mariosher later says this, and the Rambam says in Pirush Mishnayos, they bring a number of poskim have said that Chazal didn't mean that it's absolutely impossible for an 8-month-old baby to survive. There are some that do. They mean al piaro, generally, it's a mitzvah de l'shchiach at all, but generally they don't survive, but there can be exceptional cases where they do survive. And the Rashbash tells us that this was a universally accepted belief, both among our sages and those of the non-Jews. So what is the actual Hesber? What is the scientific or other explanation for this? So the Rashbash himself brings 3 explanations. One of them is what he calls Chachmei HaTolados. He says in the 7th month, the baby has Rav HaChamimus Varativus, heat and moisture, and that's good for his survivability. In the Chi, in the 9th month, Ma'at HaChamimus Varativus, Menolos Bishvi, that has much less heat and moisture. That's why it can survive also. But Vanolos Bishmini, Einosa ace lo tivis, it's not natural, el ace tivis lo v'yachias, the 9th is natural, v'nechpat l'tis kodim z'manof, and dover mikra, something forced it out, or it was supposed to be in the 7th month and it got delayed, but basically, because of biological issues, which we don't really understand in terms of modern medicine, but biological issues involving the state of the fetus, it can really only emerge successfully in the 7th or 9th month, not in the 8th month. He brings another pshat. He brings a pshat, an astrological pshat. He says that there are sources that tell us that of the Shiva Kofei Lechet, the 7 mobile stars that we call the planets, one of them serves, one of them governs each month of the gestation. He says it begins with Shapsi. So he says the 7th one is the moon. The moon was considered one of the Shiva Kofei Lechet, one of the 7 movable stars. So that one is good. And if he's born then, the child will survive. If you get down to the 8th month, that's Shapsi again. That's Mora al Chulsho Misa. That star, that planet indicates weakness and death, and the baby will not survive. But if the baby waits till the 9th month, then the planet in charge is Tzedek, Amora al Kiyum Yiskayim, Amora al Kiyum Yiskayim. Then the baby will survive because that star portends good for the baby. These astrological explanations also are not necessarily something that all of us would accept today. There are, of course, within Judaism, there are major disputes about the validity of astrology, but this is also an interesting, if somewhat problematic, explanation for the changes in viability of the baby. Another ancient pshat, this one is the Abu Darham, citing Rav Sadia Gaon. Rav Sadia, in turn, is citing Chachmei HaNisayon, the scholars who did experiments, or something like that. He says it has to do with the shape and the structure of the womb, the uterus of the woman, not the state of the baby, but the state of the woman. He says it gets narrower, it contracts, or it expands in different parts of the pregnancy. So, Makom Diras Havlad, the place where the baby sits, B'chadish HaShvi'i Hu Rachav, it's wide enough for him. B'chadish HaShmini Hu Tzar, it's narrow. B'chadish HaShi'i Hu Yosem Mikulan, it expands the most, even beyond apparently the 7th month, so the baby can only get out properly in the 7th or 9th month, not in the 8th month. Professor Gutel brings another pshat from Hippocrates, an ancient Greek medical scholar. He writes that the child tries to get out from the 7th month on. So he makes a push, an effort in the 7th month. If he fails, he tries again in the 8th month. But then he's already exhausted and tired from his try during the 7th month. So that's not a good sign. He's too tired, and if he gets out, he won't be successful. For some reason, if he gets down in the 9th month, even though he's already tried in the 7th and or the 8th, he'll survive. It has to do with the progression of the pregnancy, not necessarily the state of the uber, but the previous efforts he's made, which will affect the viability of the current attempt to get out and live. The Rashbash brings another pshat from his father, the Tashbash, in his Sefer Magen Avos. It has to do with a theory about the progression of sicknesses. The 7th day of a sickness is a gvul, and it's tov, and mora al chozek ateva, the strengthening of the good nature. The test, the 9th day, even though it's mora ktsas al chulsha, because of its delay, it's not so bad. Kishu biyom ches, mora al chulsha gedola. The 8th day, according to this theory of the progression of illness, is bad. It means that the illness is overpowering the healthy state, and that's why it's bad for the child. And the same thing applies in the months of a pregnancy. These are 5 ancient biurim from Chachmei Yisrael and 1 from the Greeks. All of these are not really things that we can understand that well, that we can relate to based on our understanding of modern medicine. One shot that Dr. Gutel and others prefer, which actually does dovetail rather nicely with modern medicine, certainly better than these other ones, is a shot that was proposed by the Rogatchover. The Rogatchover is basing himself on a Medrash Rabbah and on a Yerushalmi in Yevamos. The Lashon of Chazal is, it says, Vayitzer, Chazal Darshan, Shtei Yetziros. There were 2 different creations. There are various pshat in what the 2 creations are. The Medrash Rabbah says one pshat is Yetzira L'Adam, Yetzira L'Chava. Another pshat, though, that the Medrash and the Yerushalmi brings is Yetzira L'Shiva, Yetzira L'Tisha. There are 2 separate Yetziras of a fetus. There's a 7-month Yetzira and a 9-month Yetzira. The Medrash says, Rav Huna Amar, Notza L'Shiva V'Nolad L'Chesa L'Tisha Chai. Someone who has a 7-month creation, if he's born after 8 or 9, will live, either one, even 8. But if he has a 9th-month Yitzira, Notza L'Tisha, then V'Nolad L'Shmona Eina Chai, Kal V'Chamer L'Shiva. Then he won't live in an 8-month delivery, and certainly not in a 7-month delivery. Shalmi has more or less the same Nusach. So the Shalmi says that not as people generally think, as we've assumed until now, as all the other Mepharshim have assumed, that the same baby, even though he would have lived and he made it out on the 7th, suddenly his viability drops in the 8th month. No. Any baby who was viable in the 7th will certainly be viable in the 8th. Any baby who was not viable in the 8th is certainly not viable in the 7th. There's 2 different kinds of babies. There are 2 different developmental tracks. Some babies have an early developmental tract. They're already finished and ripe and ready to come out in the seventh, and they'll certainly survive if they spend one more month getting ready. Some babies are not ready till the ninth. Most babies. Those babies, if they get out of the eighth, won't live, and certainly if they get out of the 7 month, they won't live because it's too early. So even though today, certainly something must have changed from the time of Chazal, because today most babies in the 8th month will live, many will live, certainly not a miyut l'ashiyah, so something may have changed, but in general, the basic theory behind what Chazal was saying could very well be consistent with modern science, that an early developmental tract will result in viable babies in the 7th and certainly the 8th. A late developing baby will not survive in the 8th and certainly not in the 7th. This is how the Rugged Shover understands the Indian of Ben Zion and Ben Chas, and this is preferred by various contemporary thinkers. So returning now to the halakhic question of how do contemporary poskim treat babies who are born in the 8th month or before the 7th month, the 6th month, the 5th month, and survive, either because today 8th month babies survive, or more commonly because we have incubators and other medical technology which allows babies to survive. How do we treat such babies in halakha? So there are basically 4 or 5 shailos discussed by the poskim, 4 basic questions. One is chalitza, a woman whose husband dies childless and leaves a brother needs chalitza. If she has a child, she does not need chalitza. If she has a nefel, she needs chalitza. What if she has an 8-month-old baby? Medina de Chazal, the 8-month-old baby is not viable, is not considered a live child, and she would need chalitza. What about today, when babies can survive via incubators? Second question, pidyon haben. A father has to make a pidyon haben if he fathers a child who is the peter rechem, the firstborn child of the woman. Is this child who is born and survives, perhaps for a small amount of time, perhaps for a larger amount of time on an incubator, is that considered a viable child, and is he chayav in pidyon haben? Third question, avelus. If a couple has a child, and the child is born early, and survives for some amount of time on an incubator, but he's a ben ches, or an early child, are the parents chayav in avelus? Fourth question, chil Shabbos. As we mentioned earlier, the poskim all say that for a ben ches, we're not mechal Shabbos. We don't save his life because he's not considered alive, he's not considered viable. What do we do today with infants who are ben ches, or earlier, ben vav, ben hey, who medical science believes, experience shows, that they may survive, they likely will survive depending on the age, the weight, and other factors, but require an incubator? And in Chazal's time, they were classified as non-viable. How do we deal with chil Shabbos? A fifth question has to do with godless. A normal child is considered a gadol when he's 13 for a boy, 12 for a woman, with simanim, with a chazaka of simanim. But as we'll see presently, the halacha may be different for a ben ches. How do we treat children today who are ben ches but survive based on incubators or other aspects of modern technology or a shinui of the teva? So these sugyas are very complicated. The Gemaras and the Rishonim are quite complex, and many of the Achronim naturally base their conclusions and their analysis on the Rishonim. The scope of this lecture, we will not have time to discuss the sugya fully. We will just discuss a few of the basic points in the Gemara and the Rishonim, and then we will proceed with a survey of the Achronim, the poskim, and see how they address the 5 shailos that we mentioned earlier. So, besides the Gemara and Shabbos that we read, that says a ben ches is non-viable, ke'even, we're not mechal Shabbos, we're not metalkel him, there's one other crucial Gemara about a ben ches. That is the Gemara in Yevamos and Daf Peh. Amar Rav Avohu. Rav Avohu said that among other things, a ben shmona, among certain other categories, ain osin behem maisa atyu ben estrim. We don't do anything with him until he's 20. Rather opaque. What things don't we do? What does ain osin behem maisa mean? So there's a major machlok to be shown him. Rashi and perhaps Tosfos say that he's considered a nefel until he's 20. Other Rishonim, the Ritva and the Yosef and many others, according to the count of some Achronim, say it has nothing to do with Nefel. It means we don't treat him as a gadol, as an adult, until he is 20. On this, the Gemara asks, Ben Shmona Mikachai, the same rule we saw before. An 8-month baby is not viable. Vatanya, Arab Raisa, Ben Shmona Reu Ke'evan, Vasu Lataltalo. Can't move him, he's like an Evan. Mara says, Halkam Ayakina Kishagamru Simanov. When he has Simanim. What exactly Simanim are and how they work is an extremely complex topic, which we will not be entering into. But the Gemara basically says that We're talking about Gamru Simanov, Detanya, Ezehu Ben Shmona, Kol Shlo Kol Chadasha, Rebbe Yomer Simana Mochichin Alav, Tarabit Param Shlo Gamru. Has to do with the hair and the nails, whether they are complete or not. Posting themselves say we're not sure exactly what these things are. Taimad Lo Gamru, Hagamru Amrinan Hai Bar Zayinu, Vishtui Hu Dishtai. If he has Simanim, that's better. And we can say he's really a Ben Zayin. But even though he came out in the 8th month, he was Mishtaha. He delayed in coming out. But this last point of the Gemara is obviously of crucial importance. And indeed, many of the poskim, beginning with Tosfos and Ardaf and Shabbos, have pointed out that according to this Gemara, it's very difficult to know that you actually have a bona fide, true blue Ben Ches. Tosfos and our Gemara of Reu Kaven, Tosfos says, Nira Lari, the Aksha of Mutter Lataltel Kultinokos. We don't have this halacha. We don't worry about not being Metaltel little babies who are born premature. Shainan Ubekim, we don't know what exactly a Ben Ches is, because Kulam from a Tavik Ben Ches, Tavik Ben Tef. All of our children may not be Ben Ches, it might really be Ben Tef, because Pa'am Shaisha Misaberes, some of which be Lata, sometimes a woman conceives close to the time that she's with her husband, Pa'am Shaisha Misaberes, later in the month. The Mutra Lamola B'Shabbat, Manav Shach, good. Tosus adds, even someone in the very rare case, the Poskim all say this is virtually unheard of, but the very rare case of someone who was Baal Ishto Pam Achas, he was with his wife only once, Upirish, then he separated from her, v'yaldu l'tov ches. Here we know exactly when she conceived. There was only one instance that she was with her husband, so she is definitely a ben ches. The kid is definitely a ben ches. Afilu hachi nir eliri, demutri l'tov tol emol b'shabbos. The Gemara still doesn't apply. Im ein reyat b'sar v'diparnov, if the hair and the nails look good. Because the Gemara nivamas, that we say, in such a case, hai bar shivahu v'shtahuye yishtai, there's such a thing as a... Actually, he's 8 months, but really he's a 7 month, but he somehow hung around inside the womb and didn't come out for a month later. As we shall see, many posts have made this point, that a real, absolutely pure, true Ben Ches is very rare, because certainly, usually, Baal Upirish we don't have, and even when you do have, we always have to worry about this thing of Ishtui Mishtai. So an actual Ben Ches is not very common. So now, moving to the Acharonim and how they treated incubators. So the question was first discussed about a century ago by several of the great European poskim, Vimri Yosher, Rameir Arik in Poland, as well as the Das Sofer of Pressburg in a correspondence with Levushne Mordechai, Rav Winkler. So, and it's important to keep in mind that obviously, as they themselves acknowledge, in those days, the technology of the incubator was in its infancy. As Vimri Yosher describes it, Achshav Nischadesh, now we have an innovation, Hamachuna de Paris, the machine, the Parisian machine, Vodayaris Kidela. Certain other big cities, advanced Western cities, they've developed a new technology, an incubator. And much of what they say may have been based, and Mariyoshua explicitly says so, may have been based on the fact that the technology was nascent, the reliability, the long-term reliability was not known, and as the later posting have said, it may be difficult to apply some of what they've said to modern situations. Be that as it may, as we've been alluding, the Mariyosher was not too impressed with the incubator. He was asked about, in the Halachis and Nefel, Yinam Machal Shabbos. So what do you do now? Now that we have the new machine of Paris, that Mechamino Toshom is Mount Gidulo, they warm him up. Some posts can actually call this thing an oven, they call it the Tanner. Most of them just call it incubator. Aleph Yod Nun, Kuv Vav Beis, Tes Vav Resh. So what do you do? What do you do Ligabai Chil Shabbos? What do you do about Chalitza? So he writes, the halacha is in Eifel, you're not Machal Shabbos. He doesn't care. He says, I don't care about your incubator. He says, Chazal also knew, he says, that, as we mentioned before, that al tzad harachok, there is a rare chance that the child can survive. He brings the Gemara, Vishtahuye, that you need till 20, and before 20, as Rashi explains the sugya, that before 20, even if he lives, that's possible. He's not Yachim Machal Nefel. If he makes it till 20, then he's not an Eifel. So Chazal himself acknowledged that they sometimes lived. He says, an apple became until he reaches 20. He's Becheskes Nefel, the way Rashi understands it, so again, you're not Machal Shabbos. Even though today he says, you're going to tell me, it's Machi Rafua, this technology has proven itself becoming a legend. Many children have survived in these incubators. Not impressed, he says, Ulai Huel Tadamir, Tagomer, maybe even though you've found a number of cases, maybe they're still a very small percentage of the total cases. Still not a very reliable technology. Also, he says, V'afgam Zos, Lois Machi Rafua, Ad Shaneda, Shayotin, Mechunachai, Yotin, Michabshanim. Until they live to be 20. That doesn't mean anything, he says, because the way Rashi learns the sugya, he's not yachim machal lefel until 20, because sometimes they live until 20. So he says, I don't care about the incubator. You haven't proved to me that that it works reliably. You haven't proved that the children live till 20, he says. So he says, so Chil Shabbos, he initially suggested he would not allow. Then he brings the other pshat of the sugya, the pshat of the rich brother Muki Yosef, who say that the shear of 20 years old is only for godless, to treat him as an adult, but to consider him not an Eiffel happens earlier because we don't know when. They say that you don't need 20 to make him not an Eiffel, but they don't say it happens right away, he says. Maybe you need some other share, he says, some other number. Ain't he telling your dad, Ma? We don't know what that share is. So he says, getting back to Chilul Shabbos, he says, he retracts a little bit from what he says originally, and he says, Kol Shechai Shloshim Yom, once he lives 30 days, we can Mechal Shabbos, because Chai ain't okay, Evan. Once he lives at least 30 days, we no longer treat him as an Evan regarding Chilul Shabbos. But Le'inyan Petur from Yibum, then he says we have to go like Rashi and Tosfos, that until he reached 20, we're choshesh, he's a nefil, at least a suffix, he says, even if it's machlokes rishonim, we treat it at least as a suffix. Even according to other posts, he says, we don't know what the share is, when he becomes not a nefil, so you cannot pater someone from Yibum and Chalitza, if they had a child, if the woman has a child who was a ben chest and a premature baby but lived by an incubator, you cannot pater the woman from Chalitza until the child reaches 20. This obviously is an incredible chumrah. And as we will see later, various poskim, the Chas Yitzchak, the Debertiner, and the Bar Moshe, have pointed out, Lo Shemanu Medaksekim Bazeh. The custom is not, when a woman has a live, healthy child, to ask her, wait a second, before you want to skip Chalitza, tell us, was this child a preemie? If he was, if he survived by an incubator, how old is he? We don't usually ask these questions. The Mar Yosher suggested that you would have to ask these questions regarding Yibam, which is a Shalav Adaraisa, but the Minhag seems to be not like that. And even Chol Shabbos, the Mar Yosher says that if he lives 30 days in Mechal Shabbos, but it seems pretty clear from the Mar Yosher, he would not have allowed Chol Shabbos for an infant who was placed in an incubator for the first 30 days, Chol Shabbos Daraisa, even though the incubator saves many babies, at least in his time. As we said, Postman will say that the technology has improved or has proven itself since then, but at least in his time, it seems he would not have allowed Chol Shabbos to touch a child before 30 days had elapsed. The question of the incubator was also the topic of correspondence between the Das Sofer and the Levushei Mordechai. Levushei Mordechai calls it a Dover Pelesh, a Nishal Hadras Gaono, that was the Das Sofer, from someone who had a Ben Ches, and the Rofa made a Tachbula, a trick. They put the child in a Cheik Shal Zechuchis, some kind of apparatus of glass, Asher Chaimusho Kamo Rechem Imo, the temperature, the warmth is like inside the womb. They gave him some kind of tube to feed him. They're actually a kind of early intravenous, not really veins. They put it inside the belly or the umbilical cord. And he lived for 6 months. He didn't survive long term, unfortunately, but he lived for 6 months. So do you say, since he survived 30 days, he's not an Eiffel? Or do you say that he didn't survive 30 days? Because surviving via medical apparatus is not called survival. Survival means surviving in a normal, unassisted way, but surviving while hooked up to machinery is not considered survival. So throughout his analysis, he doesn't entertain any possibility that any din of the Gemara changes because of the incubator. His question only is, that the halacha is for Avelis, for example, itself, the rule is, if the child survives 30 days that were misabel, he wanted to know, is this called survival, and we apply that din, or is this not called survival? See, the Das Sofer brought a raya, this is called survival. He starts by saying it's raya alimta, then he says, maybe it's not such a raya, but then he says, wait a second. For Avelos, maybe that's an issue. But for Yibum, you need 20. The way Rashi says, until you reach 20, we can't be sure he's a Ben Kayama. Again, he doesn't have any Havmiya that there's any difference between the current rules and the rules of the earlier Poskim. So he says, who cares? Let's say you take Tachbula, makes no difference. It's considered bona fide survival. But it's not survival for 20 years. So you can't, lo mahani lahakal in Yibum, chiyotiba b'daraisa. We can't be Makil for Yibum, which is a Shalav b'daraisa, like the Mariyosha. We can't be Makil, even if he survives, until he survives 20 years. Das Sofer has his own tshuva on this topic also. He says, Das Sofer also doesn't entertain the possibility that there's any difference between children who survive through incubators and the dinim of the early post. And he just says, regarding Avelis, all you need is 30 days. We're not Machmer, Rekel, whatever you want to call it. Usually when you say you have to do Avelis, we call that a Chumra. So we don't say that you're not Misabel until you reach 20 years, we say 30 days is enough, and this is called 30 days, and the fact that it was a machine, as he wrote to the Levushei Mordechai, doesn't make a difference. It's considered a classic case of a child who survived 30 days. His case, the child lived for 3 months with an incubator. Yotam Mechal Nefel, Tachbula doesn't make a difference, he says. It was done through warmth via electricity. Zerach l'chizuk atinuk. That doesn't create anything new. That just keeps the child alive. It doesn't revive a dead child and transform his state. It's like a kid, he says, shenechla b'tel shloshim yom. The child became ill within 30 days. B'choli mesukan, a dangerous illness. Nasan lo trufot v'samim. They gave him medicine and treatments. L'achar shloshim yom meis. And then he died. And certainly, he's not an eifel. He survived 30 days. That's exactly the same thing. Now, there's a very important statement from the Chazon Ish, which is cited by the other poskim. Unfortunately, the Chazon Ish is not entirely clear, but he's very critical of those who simply apply Chazal's din to our babies without understanding that the situation today is different. Yesh ton v'sovrin. There are those who err and make a mistake and think that a baby born before 9 months is nefel, non-viable, misyayish nemenu, they give up on him, the einan's reason b'refuaso, they don't display any alacrity in his treatment. Zutos, again, this is wrong, this is a mistake. Kol shen nigmaru sarav tiparnav, he emphasizes that you have to have nigmaru sarav tiparnav. Then, harei usafik ben kayama, we treat him at least as a suffix, and of course, we know the suffix pikuach nefesh, we're mechal Shabbos, and we do everything we can to keep him alive. V'yesh post kim yizbechet gizadeh ben kayama, chayavin l'shtadl b'refuaso, mechal alam at Shabbos. V'chem nizan achshav, he says, we have evidence, we have testimony, uv dis rabbas ibn eches chayim miskayim, they do survive. He explains further, v'yom harishonim hayamiyot amatish nigmur l'zayin, earlier times, there were fewer babies who made it, who were complete at 7, Ruben Letitia, and therefore the 8-month ones were not viable. Abaloha Nigmar Lishmona, but nobody was Nigmar in 8, Lefiga Chamru, that's the Ben Shiva. If you do find one who survives, it's the Ben Shiva Vidishtahi. Chmeduma, he says, it seems, the Akshav Nishtana Hateva, famous idea that nature has changed, because this is a point that contemporary post-human doctors make. It's not just the incubator. Even without incubators, sometimes 8-month babies survive. And the Chazon Ish says, Nishtana Hateva. Things have changed today. Today they can survive. We find Nishtana Teva in certain other aspects of the gestation period. So he says you have to mishtadel to keep him alive. But again, the Chazon Ish is not so clear whether he would say this even lo nigmru sarvati parnov, even in a case where the child has clear developmental deficiencies, and he does not discuss at all the technology of the incubators. The various other poskim, many other contemporary 20th century poskim have discussed the question of the incubator too. Menachem Yitzchak, the Shevet Halevi, the Chalkef Yaakov, Reb Reish, the Deborah Pfiner. The Menachem Yitzchak begins by mentioning the Rei Yosher, who says that he was not willing to allow Chilul Shabbos, certainly not before 30 days. But he says, as we alluded earlier, the Rei Yosher himself implies, Im Hayis Machi Harefua, if we did establish that this was a valid therapy, it became not just a miut that the child survived, a real miut, but became a real realistic possibility. There will be a sparati masha chil Shabbos. If you look at him lamed yom, even in Avade Nefil, even someone before 7 months, Rabbi Yosher says, even without Arabati Parnov. And he says, in Lefizeh, he says, a rofe mumche talmuchachim charedi ma'od. An expert doctor, a charedi, a talmuchachim, explained to him that indeed, since the time of the Rabbi Yosher, the technology has improved or proven itself, maitzim b'chol yom, they extract children from women via cesarean section early, b'chodesh hashmini, in the 8th month, b'shem tovetz havlad, for various reasons. Most of them live, rubam l'chayim, through the treatment of an incubator. The incubator provides mashlimim b'zeh, kol ma'asharechem ayahos l'ashlamat havlad. And besides the incubator, he says, as we mentioned before, l'fiyam etziyos is manazeh, yesh l'ben ches, sikuyim l'chayot l'apachetid ben zayin, v'od yoser. Today we believe it's a monotonic progression. The longer he's there, the better his chances are. Not that Chazal said less. Amnon, the Menachem Yitzchak says, that's what they say. We dismiss what they say in light of Chazal. Whatever Chazal said is emes v'yatsev. We don't care what the doctors say. We don't say nishtan ha'teva, he says, because the chush is makish. Only when the chush is makish do we say nishtan ha'teva. But just because the doctors say they can survive, chas v'shalom. Shevet Halevi, incidentally, doesn't understand this at all. He says, what do you want from doctors, he says. It's nothing to do with doctors, he says. We see, we have evidence. He says, Ein zetayna. Chiel rofim on esomchem. We're relying on testimony from doctors. We have to ask if they're neman. Mashenein ram. It's also chush, he says. Well, we see. Chiev shiro mutter l'halam ayim emezeh. Is it possible? Are we allowed to avert our gaze from what we see is the truth? For yotu alfa yiladim keilim ikli incubator behem chayim ugedelim. He's referring actually to a different part of the Masechet Yitzchak, where the Masechet Yitzchak says that he's not sure we should trust the doctors, even with incubators, but he says it's not a question of trusting doctors. We see. And similarly, I think it's also true, Sheva Levi may not be addressing this, but it's also true that we see that babies survive. We see the survival rates. We're not just relying on theories of doctors. We have data. We've assembled data that babies do survive more with a greater chance in the 8th month than the 7th month, but the Minchas Yitzchak would not accept that. Minchas Yitzchak, even with all this, even with the fact that with incubators they survive, he says, also the doctor tells him, he says, that during the pregnancy, under the watchful eye of the doctors, they treat her, the Mavriyamot, so they keep her healthy, the Gamma Vlad. That also helps, that we keep the children alive. And with all this, he says, it's still Shver, Lassos Maisa, to rely on the doctors. This was the line that the Shevet Levi didn't like. He says, what do you mean rely on doctors? He says, it's not a question of Nemanus. He says, it's a fact, we see it. But Minchas Yitzchak was still not sure, so he made a couple of other arguments. So he says, the Safek Ben Zayin anyway, and he had, even though Safek Ben Zayin were also Machmer, but he had a various terufim and various svaras. At the end of the day, lemaisa halacha lemaisa, he was makel to allow chil Shabbos for, practically speaking, for an 8-month baby who survives by an incubator. He was actually makel. What about chalitza? As we mentioned earlier, even though the Mariosha said you should have to wait till he's 20, he says lo shamanu ledaktek. We don't ask these questions. How, if she has a child, how old was your child when he was born? Did he survive by an incubator? So he says, again, because Lamaisa, Rubam Kikulam Shalav Lada Shanol Dukadin Zman Yeshland and Safik. Lamaisa, he says, the children do live, and most of them have a din of a Safik. The idea of Pirei Shubal, we know exactly when the conception occurred, is very rare. We don't have to consider that as a possibility. So they're generally Sfakas. And he says, anyway, we don't let the woman get married for 24 months, because you have to wait for she has a child, she has to wait, Zman Hanukkah, Zman Ibur, Zman Hanukkah, he says, and after 12 months, he doesn't require the Mariosher's 20 years, but Bizman Hazeh, he says 12 months, he's willing to allow it, and typically a woman is not going to marry anyway before 12 months after the death of her husband. So that's why we don't ask questions, because anyway, we're not letting her get married before 12 months, and at that point, if the child survived 12 months, we are willing to assume that he's a Ben Kayama under modern conditions and with modern therapeutic methods. The Shevet Halevi also discusses this question at some length. He begins by saying there are three points we have to address. If a child lives, he says, after all the rules of the Gemara and the Poskim, if a child lives, he's chai, v'kayam, holech, misgaber, kari, walks around, strong like a lion, marach, yamim, can we really still call him a nephil? Second question, let's say he hasn't gotten to that yet, he's still a baby, we hope he's going to reach that level of chai, v'kayam, holech, misgaber, kari, but right now he's still an infant, but we assume that with modern treatments, with incubators, he will reach that stage of health and development. Will we be able to do Chil Shabbos now to bring him into that state? Third, there's a famous sheet of the Smag that the Smag says, the Smag, which is part of the problem in the Sugya, says we're not Machal Shabbos even for a Safek Ben Zayin, Safek Ben Ches, which caused great consternation for later Achareim. Why not? Any Safek Ben Ches for Machal. But the Smag says we're not Machal. Do we actually apply this halacha to modern infants born prematurely but surviving via incubators? First point, he says, Pashad Ma'od, someone who's chai, v'kayam, marach yamim, develops, molid, has children, gets old, such a person is certainly not a nephil. He can't be a nephil, he said. The definition of nephil is non-viable. Someone who survives is clearly not a nephil. Now the question is, can we be mechal Shabbos for an infant to bring him into that stage? So he brings a different famous sheet to the Bahag. The Bahag says that even for an Ubar, even where the mother's health would not be at risk at all, we could still be Mechal Shabbos, because the Gemara has a famous Svara, Mutav Shechal Shabbos Acha, Kishnishmer Shabbos Harbe. One of the arguments for why we are Mechal Shabbos, to save somebody's life, is because better that we should be Mechal one Shabbos today in order to preserve his ability to keep many Shabbos tomorrow, in the future. So here also, the Ubar, even if he's not really a person, he doesn't merit the right to Mechal Shabbos for him, Basheru Sham, but because if we save his life and he's born, he will be able to keep many Shabbos in the future, that itself is sufficient reason to be Mechal Shabbos. And again, the Shevet Halevi, again, Lamaisa does permit Chil Shabbos, in spite of what the early posts can say, he does permit Chil Shabbos to save the life of an infant who, with modern technology, modern expectations, and modern medical treatment, such as treatment by an incubator, will survive. Gives various other arguments for this. He mentions that the Chalkat Yaakov, Reb Reish, does seem to say that a child placed in an incubator, you would not be able to metaltel, and perhaps you would not be able to mechal Shabbos. Basically, the Chalkat Yaakov, as we are about to see, treats the baby in the incubator exactly as he was in the time of Chazal, as we've seen earlier poskim do, although not leading Chal Shabbos, as we've seen the Das Sofer and the Lushim Mardechai, and even the Meryosher wasn't sure whether to mechal Shabbos, at least before 30 days. And the Chalkat Yaakov basically just also, he was discussing Pidyon HaBen, but he applies the rules of Chazal that an 8-month-old baby is ke'evan, is not considered alive, and it's also a tautal. He seems to apply it even to a modern baby placed in an incubator. That the Shevet HaLevi says, lo yirakein ka'amar, babies who are expected to live, the incubator will save their life. He is inclined to say we can be mechal Shabbos, and his conclusion is, the Shevet HaLevi's conclusion is, it means taraku imi gedolik mizeh chachamim. He's not willing to say this quite on his own, but he says if other gedolim will agree, the rina bahadayu lahashe betiltol v'gam b'chol shabbat derech pikuach nefesh, tlamatina b'nizan zeh, shum davar sersik v'ol chazal akdoshim. He says there's no contradiction to chazal. Chazal's time the baby didn't live, and that's why they gave him the status of an evan, and that's why they said ein mechal on Shabbos. Today the baby does live. So today he will, today we can be mechal Shabbos. Interestingly, there is, however, another tshuva of the Shevet HaLevi. This one is not about Chil Shabbos. This one is about Avelus. It brings Halach in Yeridea that a Vadei Ben Ches, even if we know for sure, however we know, but if we know for sure he's a Ben Ches, even if he has Gomru Sarav Tiparnav, there's no Avelus. There's no Avelus. So he says, and even though the post can say that typically we don't know if someone's a Ben Ches because we don't know when the conception occurs, and we always have the possibility of Ishtahi, if he has Simana, maybe he's really a 7-month baby and took a while getting out. Shevet HaLevi nevertheless says, Pashut Be'enei LaHalacha, that's only if he was born normally. Then we say, maybe he's not a Ben Ches, maybe he was Ben Zayin, Nishtaya, maybe we don't know when the conception occurred. But he says today, where they do cesarean sections, Kaiser Shnitz, he calls it, to take out a Vlad B'Kavana early, and they generally put such babies in incubators. And Yesh Yadayim Machicha, it's clear, we have strong circumstantial evidence, there's really no doubt, preponderance of evidence. He's clearly a month behind in his development. Even if he survives, so he lived for 30 days. He has simanim. He has sarav tiparnav. Since he is clearly, unequivocally, absolutely a ben ches, ein mesablim alav. This is a tremendous chiddush. Even though he's in the incubator, even though in the other tshuva, he insisted that today times have changed, and today babies do live, and that earlier tshuva in Chela Gimel, he says that people do survive, and we don't treat them as an evan, but Legabe Avelos, he says, if Lamaisa he died, even if he survived 30 days, certainly he says if he has a mum gadol, like a heart problem, as many babies do when they're premature, he says, but even without that, he says, even if he survived 30 days, and even if he's gamru sarav tiparnav, amos ablin, again, I am not sure why, since he was pretty sure that the incubator is a real game changer, I'm not sure why it was so obvious to him that in this tshuva that there's no avelus, even if he lived 30 days. The Chalkat Yaakov, as we mentioned earlier, has a tshuva on this, two tshuvas actually. The first one is about Pidyon HaBen, the second one is about Shir Gadlus, when he's considered to have reached his majority for many halachas in the Torah. First tshuva actually is addressed to Rav Gifter. He says Rav Gifter of Cleveland asked him this question about Pidyon HaBen. The child was born Kodim Tisha Chadashim, which, according to Halacha, is a Suffolk Nephil. Now they have an incubator. In English, it's an incubator, he says. Lashon Ashkenaz, it's a broadkastin, some kind of box. Not sure what brot is. And they place the child inside this utensil, and then he gets better. So Rav Gifter had some technical lumdish arguments why there should be no Pidyon HaBen. The Chalkat Yaakov insists that there is a Pidyon HaBen, and his basic argument is, because again, as we mentioned earlier, even though to the Shevet HaLevi's chagrin, Rav Breish does not consider the incubator a game changer. He considers it exactly the same as in the time of Chazal. But he says, Lamaisis, once he lives 30 days, he's got the Bechazkas Nefil. So we got to be Pidyon HaBen. We don't wait 30 days. We got to be Pidyon HaBen. Once he survives 30 days, so Kishashah Lamad Yom, and you have Simanim, even for Chalitza Yipater, so then certainly this Pidyon. Incubator is Rakhla Rufuas HaNolad, Mechala Aso, Kitzra Advarim, he says, Vlad Shahusan the incubator, Lomigra Garam Ishar Nefla Nolad, is exactly like any other Nefel, Hareu Ke'evan, Vasil Tafel Bashabbat, Avimamish Kames. This is the line I think that the Shevet HaLevi did not like. He treats even a modern child in an incubator to be like an Evan, an Vasil Tafel. Doesn't say Lahedia that you can't be Michal Shabbos, but he does treat him as exactly as he was in the time of Chazal, as a Nefel. Nevertheless, he says, for pinning a ben, a filo hachi, once he lives 30 days, yachim achal nefel, because that's always the halacha, even in the time of Chazal, that once a child lives 30 days, he's no longer a nefel. Again, kliha incubator is just the kind of treatment, doesn't bring back from the dead babies. So once he survives, igloi lamafreya, that he was a ben kayama. If treatment worked, then he obviously wasn't dead. He also says he spoke to a rofe charedi, and he told him derech melita, this language. Kliha ena machayim esim, it's not magic, it can't bring back to life dead babies. Rak tipo ba'alma. It's just a treatment. So obviously, if it succeeds, he must have been alive. So Mela, he is chayav in pidyon ben, and we consider him to have been a live child, and he's chayav in pidyon ben. That's what he told Rav Gifter. He mentions that Rav Gifter says he asked many other poskim, was not satisfied with their answers. He tiyah davar kvarl fe gidolim lo naicha daita b'tshuvasam. I don't know if there is any evidence, if there's any information about whether Rav Gifter was happy with this approach of the Chalchas Yaakov. The next tshuva, though, he discusses the status of this infant who was placed in an incubator, an 8-month-old infant who was placed in an incubator. What about Rav Avoh's din? Ben Shmona einosim behemaisa atchiyu ben esrim. Again, Rav Brayish does not consider the incubator to be a game changer. He assumes that the same halachos that existed in the time of Chazal apply, like the Mariosha and the early poskim did. And he wants to know, do we say, as the Ritva and Luki Yosef, he makes a whole list, many Rishonim, he says, hold this way, do we say that he's not considered to be an adult? The Ritva explains, and the Luki Yosef explains, that even though a normal child is considered to be an adult when he reaches 13, there's a chazaka that he had simanim, this child, because he's born premature, the rules are different, until he reaches chaf, just like a tris, we don't assume he's an adult. So even Rashi and Tosfos learn differently, he said, as we mentioned before, they learn it's a child of nefel, not of adulthood. But he says, many Rishonim learn this way. He says this question of whether he's considered an adult is negah to many halachas. Gittin, Kedushin, Chalitza, Kibimotzi, others in mitzvahs, he says. We should treat him not as a gadol. Lamaisi says, we don't have to worry. Lamaisi says, Rav Avoh's din is not negah, because again, as we've seen in many of the poskim, we don't really have a bona fide ben ches. He says, all our ben ches is really a suffix ben zayin. And he suggests that Rav Avohu, for some reason, was only talking about a Vadai ben Ches, but a Safek ben Ches, even for Daraisis, he assumes for a Safek ben Ches, we don't have to worry. And for a Safek ben Ches, we don't say that until he reaches 20, he's not necessarily a Gadol. Chalkas Yaakov adds, again, an interesting point. He says, what about the fact that the doctors tell us that this one is Vadai ben Ches? They look at the development, they monitor him, and they say he's certainly a ben Ches, not a Safek ben Ches, he's a Vadai ben Ches. He says, no, Nemona Taros Meshlein Arach L'Safik Yechashit. When doctors tell us something, we don't assume that as a Vaday, only as a Safik. Of course, he says, Lenin Shabbos and Yom Kippur, we rely on the doctors to feed people at Yimachal Shabbos, feed on Yom Kippur at Yimachal Shabbos or Yontif, because, of course, Safik Tikoch Nefesh is Zelcha Shabbos. Whether he brings the Rivash, the Conservative talk about this, the Rivash was a Tiach Harbek Neged Arosim. Even though, he says, you can argue that the medical science has evolved greatly and is much better, today they have many kalim and kalim shonim, all kinds of apparatus, kli ha-bata, v'haranchen, x-rays, chayotibo, various instruments, toto, shalatechnik, shalayom, product of modern technology, shetoad, kolkach, kadima, that has made such great strides, b'shonim ha-achronim, in recent years, yeshlis machyoser, there's no question, he brings a marsham who says this, that even in his time, medical science was much more reliable than it was in the times of the earlier poskim, and certainly from the marsham's time to our time is night and day. Mikomakom and Desfekel and Afka. A Suffolk, he said, they're not Vaday, we treat it as a Suffolk. And it is true, apparently, I don't know this issue that well, but it is apparently true that there is no absolutely foolproof way of determining the age of a fetus. Infants are not like trees that have rings, one ring for each day. The doctors make assessments based on when the last period was, an old-fashioned technique, development of the fetus, but there isn't apparently quite a foolproof method. That's what the Chalkis Yaakov says, there's a Suffolk. And this suffix is such a serious suffix that we're willing to treat the kid as a gadol, even for Gittin, even for Daraisis, for Mamzeris, for Eishes Ish. We treat this child as a gadol, ad kidei kach, because the rofim are not absolutely vade. This seems a tremendous chiddush, that because the rofim are not certain, we're willing to allow him to be an eight on a get, even though the rofe is telling us he's only an 8-month-old child, or if a vote said an 8-month-old child does not become an adult until 20. Nevertheless, we'll allow him apparently to sign on a get, even before 20, because we say, we're not convinced that the testimony of the doctors is absolutely reliable. Sholem Zalman Orbach has a number of tshuvos and letters and comments recorded in his name on this topic. Some are published in the Mincha Shlomo, others are reported by Rabbi Abraham. But Shlomo Zalman says, an Ubar, even a five-month-old baby, who in Chazal's time certainly was considered not viable, if he survives 30 days from being removed from the incubator, Shlomo Zalman repeatedly uses this language, it depends on living 30 days after being removed from the incubator, then there's Pidyon HaBen with a bracha. You don't have to wait till he's 20. There's Avelus, he says, in such a case, for 30 days, if he lives 30 days out of the incubator. Because we say that the child develops in the heat of the incubator as he would in his mother's own womb. Certainly if he has Sa'aras B'Tzipernayim. Again, in another place, another citation of Shlomo Zalman, Rak B'Ben Ches Hashem Milufnim, this is a Mishtana Teva kind of issue in the time of Chazal, Dino Ke'evan, Asil Chal Shabbos. Shlomo Zalman says, it's not really Mishtana Teva, though. He says, Cheshvani, Shagam B'Zmanenu Lo Nishtana Din Zeh. The Din hasn't really changed. In a situation where there is no incubator is available, and we know this child is going to die, I'm not sure if he denies what the contemporary doctors say, that sometimes you live without an incubator, or if he just means in a case where the development has been so retarded that the doctors tell us that without an incubator he won't live, or incubator won't help, then he says the Marazin does apply. Then he is like an Evan. We cannot be Metal Shalom, we would not be Mechal Shabbos. A child who is terminal, who there's no incubator, and there's no help of an incubator, such a child, we will not be Mechal Shabbos. And Chazal's din remains in force. And such a child is Amos Ablin Olof. He says, Hamesha Enkim, but Kolu Chadashav, Afilu Hu Vade Trefa, but if he's Kolu Chadashav, he's not an 8-month-old baby, then even he would be a Trefa, then we would be Mechal Shabbos, even for Chayesha. And then we don't say Amos Ablin if he's a full-term baby. Ben Ches, he says, who lives in an incubator more than 30 days, then he suggests that you actually would have to start the count from leaving the incubator, not from birth. Yesh makam lamar, afilu meis la'achar lamad yom, he survives 30 days or longer in an incubator, harin nidbar, if he doesn't live 30 days out of the incubator, shemachar lo etzlech la'ashim kaviyach latei rayon. He treats the incubator, misvara, like the womb. This is a discussion in various poskim, but he says, the incubator is like the womb, just like a child who emerges from the womb and dies immediately is considered b'cheskas nefel. This child too, he says, he would say that even if he lived 30 days in the incubator, or if he couldn't survive out of the incubator, would be considered non-viable, and we consider him like a ben ches, and you would not do a velus. Misvara, that's what he suggests, but Lamaisi says that he doesn't want to say that. Afal became ani mahara klal ma'asha nohug l'achmer b'zeh, the meaning is the machmer and conduct a velus for a child who did live 30 days in an incubator, as we'll see later, Rav Eliyashiv and other poskim also say that a child who survived 30 days in an incubator is considered like an ordinary infant who survived 30 days, and avelus is required. Also, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman is quoted as saying, this is in the Shmirah Shabbos, in Perek Lamed Vav, he says he heard from Shlomo Zalman that even when there's no incubator is not available apparently, still, he might be a ben zayin, elish nishtah. We can't be absolutely sure he's a real ben ches. And therefore, you would be mechal Shabbos. But if he's pachas from a ben zayin, when there's certainly no chance of ishtahit, without the incubator, then certainly you would not be mechal Shabbos for a less than ben zayin, they assume, Rosh Hashanah Zalman and the Shmira Shabbos. But still, if there is an incubator, then you are mechal Shabbos. Because again, like the Shevet Levi kept saying, it's not a question of nemanus. Einenu rosh, so the incubator, you call him lechyot. We see that the incubator can save his life. So they assume, without all the pill of the Shevet Levi, whether the din changes or not, they assume if the kid is going to live, you have to Mechal Shabbos, period. For them, it was not a question. Of course, if there is a situation where the child may live, of course we are Mechal Shabbos. There is nothing to talk about. The Nishmat Avram brings, and he asked Rosh Shlomo Zalman that Hod Mechal Natura Chayesha, I'm sorry, that... A child who has a mum, who has a congenital defect in the brain or in the heart, he has no cheskes chayim. He never was going to live. He never had the chance of living. He's certainly not going to live for more than a few days or weeks. So he allowed him mechal Shabbos. And Rosh Shlomo Zalman said a fascinating point. Mikra din, if we would be absolutely certain, lo kol safek, he repeats, that this child with a congenital heart defect or brain defect could only live a brief period of time, ein lechal Shabbos b'sirei Torah. For chayisha, of a terminally ill, underdeveloped child, you would not be Mechal Shabbos with a Melacha Daraisa. Nevertheless, La Halacha, he says, in a hospital setting, you would. An amazing chiddush. He says, B'beis Chalim, Gam Kishabarur She'enatim Nikyachal Lichizeret Mizman Katar, even in a case where the child has no chance at all, still Mutter V'chayav L'chalav at the Shabbos, we are Mechal Shabbos, we must be Mechal Shabbos anyway, afilu bisurei Torah. Why? Mikivan shema makam sheish harbim etaplim, in a large-scale situation like a hospital where there are many people treating patients, whatever machal rabim, there is no easy way to keep track of what everyone does. It's machal rabim. Everyone's going to do what he thinks is right. En kalechav echad yadeh lahavdil ben kino kazeh ben kino kacher. We don't trust that everyone will make the appropriate distinctions between this sort of infant and a more viable one. Aludum luzalgel b'tipulo shal tinek sheish shal tikr lichyas. People will come to be lax in treating children who may have a chance to live. And this is like the Shulchan Aruch. When you have a cholesh yesh basakana, the treatment is either gadol. We don't use a cotton. We don't want people to get the idea that it's not tolach achila to do such a thing. So Shulchan Zalman says, even on the Ikra, then we can't be mechal Shabbos to such a child. Well, nice that we do, because if the policy, as a sort of public policy consideration, if the policy were to be otherwise, that might result in people being lax in the appropriate treatment of children, infants, who do have some level of viability. Rabbi Yashiv, quoted by Rav Zilberstein in Asya, talked about a child who was in an incubator. He got a pitting up then. He says that we count 30 days from the birth, what Rav Shlomo Zalman said was the minhag, even though he would have been inclined to require 30 days of viability outside the incubator. Rav Yashiv is quoted as saying that we count 30 days from the birth itself. Vashihia, the incubator, the stay in the incubator, ain't enough shevach lehemshach hirayon. Not like Rav Shlomo Zalman said that we treat the incubator as an extension of the pregnancy. He says, nope, incubator is just a machine. It's not a continuation of the pregnancy. Kiyam kamachshir ezel or fuas, just like any other piece of medical apparatus for treating live patients. Even if we see that the child, the infant, is misnaven, is kind of struggling and sputtering along, still, if he survives 30 days in an incubator, chayavin letabla love and meis la'asalam adyom. Except, one very interesting exception, if there are twins, premature twins, she'echem ehem meis, and one child survives, one child dies within 30 days, shu gilui gamal tumasu shu nefel v'labrach yom ha'machar v'hem esem. One of them dies right away, that sheds light that these two infants, both of them, were not really viable. Proof is that one of them died. And Pidyon HaBen also, he says, again, we count from the birth, and we have a godless also, he says, determining when he's bar mitzvah, we count from the birth, not from his exit from the incubator. The Ber Moshe. Ber Moshe first discusses it on his own, then an appendix to the tshuva, he mentioned that he saw the tshuvas of the Minchas Yitzchak and of the Chalchas Yaakov, but he emphasizes that he wrote his tshuva before he saw those, before they were published. He quotes from Yosher. He was asked about Pidyon HaBen. He's Peter Rechem, Nigmar Tzaro v'Tiparnov, placed in the hospital, placed in the warming apparatus, the incubator, Lashon Medina Nikra incubator, Yitzchayev and Pidyon HaBen. He considers this to have been a startling and very frightening shaili. He says, I'm not sure why. He says, Nirtati lacharai, zachalti mechavas daiti. I asked him originally, he says, for him to go to a different rav, lo zazimani, he wouldn't leave me alone. I had no choice, I had to answer him. His psak was, Pidyon HaBen is on the 31st day, it's every other child. And his basic argument is that he is a suffix, he's not really a vade ben ches. He says, even though it's true, the Chazal said that a ben ches and not b'ches yitzchayim, he's like an evan, as Argamar says. And the question then would be, is the fact that we can keep him alive through artificial means, does that change the din? But he says, Lamaisi says, we don't really have ben ches, we never have baal v'pirish, there's always really a suffix. And when he's a suffix, then he says that the incubator just preserves him, and it's Iglai Milsa that he was a viable child. That's his basic fact, but since we never have real ben ches, we are chayav and pidyon HaBen. Osochias, the incubator, he says, simply preserves the natural viability. Osochias, shenolad imavlad, nischazek alideh hakli chimum v'dami mamish l'samei trufa. The incubator is just like medicine or any other kind of treatment. Ata shachai lamad yom. Once he lives 30 days, nisbarer shumero vladus nekayama. Ain't a suffix named Flat Astrum, Ben Kayama L'chol Davar. And since Halacha is Suffolk Ben Zayin, Suffolk Ben Ches, if he has Gomru Sarav Tiparnov, we treat him like a Ben Kayama and we're Mechal Shabbos, and we also pass him that he's Potter from Chalitza. Then he discusses the point discussed in many earlier Archonim, which we cannot get into, whether you need Gomru Sarav Tiparnov at the time of the birth or not. He quotes the Das Sofer, quotes the Imre Yosher. And again, as we mentioned earlier, he says, Yesh la'ayim b'davar zeh. The Meryosher had a tremendous chumrah that we cannot exempt a woman from chalitza if she has a premature baby until the baby reaches 20. Yesh la'ayim b'davar zeh, he says, Me'olam lo shemanu l'daklik b'zeh. If you've never seen anyone be medaktek and ask the woman if is your child premature and how long did he live? That's your samechan al rov, he says. Maybe the samech on the rov that most children are not premature. In a case where we know for a fact, we do know that her only surviving child was a preemie. Maybe then we should be choshesh not to allow her to remarry without chalitza. He's not sure. That wasn't the question. The question was about pitin aben. Lo danti bedavar. I'm not getting into it, he says. Odchazan lemoed. And in a postscript to the Tshuva, as I said, he mentions that he saw the Melchas Yitzchak and he saw the Chalchas Yaakov. So that's what he says about pitin aben. Tzitz Eliezer, in a Tshuva, Tur of Gedalia Felder, commenting on various points in his farm in the Yisodei Yeshurun, Tshuva's Yeshurun. So he says, he talks about a case of a katan shenolad. Rav Felder talks about a child who was born, we don't know exactly how many months was the gestation, but the mother says he's a bentes. But he was hospitalized and put in a glass case called incubator, and then he lived 15 weeks. He doesn't say exactly what was wrong with the child, but something apparently was wrong, as diagnosed by the doctors. So they stuck him in an incubator, and he died. He lived 15 weeks, and then he died. What galach about a velus, or a Felder paskind, that since the mother says he was a full-term baby, Yafti Misabel, Tzitz Eliezer says that that's the sheet of the Das Sofer, and Tzitz Eliezer himself goes on and says, similarly, like Pidyon Ben, if the child is born, placed in an incubator, again, once 30 days have elapsed, even though there was no Bris Mila, he says, he points out, because the child is Choser Mishkal, he's underweight, Mikolakom Yicholim V'ulei Mechuyavim. I'm not sure why he's not sure if it's a chiyuv, but he says you certainly can, and maybe you're even mechuyav too. To arrange a pidyon aben, chisar and mishkal. The fact that he's underweight, lo mechshak mishlo nigmar, that does not mean that the child is considered a nefel if he's in an incubator, and he's not considered a chol. So in summary, regarding the four or five major shilas, this is what we have. Regarding Chil Shabbos, the Mir Yosher said that you can be mechal Shabbos, but only after 30 days. Only if he already left the incubator for 30 days. And some postmen have suggested, and the Melchizedek talks about that maybe today he would have agreed that the incubator has proven itself and it would be different, but in his time at least he said only if he lived 30 days after leaving the incubator. He doesn't say befeirish, it would be usher if it was 30 days in the incubator, but the implication is that he was Matir Chil Shabbos 30 days after he left the incubator. Chalkis Yaakov also, who treats the baby in an incubator exactly the same as the premature baby in the time of Chazal, also seems to say that the baby in the incubator is considered an Evan, and it's possible that he also would only allow Chil Shabbos only after 30 days after he left the incubator, although again, that is not explicit in what he says. Chazon Ish emphasizes that it's an absolute mistake to not be Mechal Shabbos for an 8-month-old baby, at least when he's Gamru Sarov Tziparnov. As far as I could tell, he is not entirely clear what he would say about a baby who clearly is underdeveloped and is not Gamru Sarov Tziparnov. But we think we can keep him alive by an incubator. Melchas Yitzchak and the Shevet Halevi, though, both say that in general we are Mechal Shabbos for various arguments, various technical and medical arguments, that we are Mechal Shabbos for premature babies. That is also the opinion of Rav Shlomo Zalman, that when an incubator is a possibility, when we have one, and when it's an option, even for Chayei Shoah, we would be Mechal Shabbos, at least in the case of Kol Chadashav. But if not Kol Chadashav, he says, you're not Mechal Shabbos for Chayei Shoah. That is not entirely clear. But when there's no incubator, and it's a Vadeh Ben Ches, then you would not be Mechal Shabbos. But by a Suffolk Ben Zion, then they bring in his name that you would be Mechal Shabbos, even when there's no incubator, if he's only a Suffolk Ben Ches. Regarding Yibum, the Mir Yosher says that we cannot exempt the mother from Yibum until the premature child has reached 20 years old. That seems to be the inclination of the Levushei Mordechai also. Melchas Yitzchak and the Debertiner both say that they have not heard people being medaktik on this. Debertiner is not sure what the din would be. Melchas Yitzchak suggests that the lahalacha, that once he makes it 12 months, and usually remarriage is not going to occur before that anyway, but once the child has reached 12 months, we can be mekil, consider him a viable child, and allow the mother to remarry. Regarding Avelis, the Das Sofer already said that as long as he survives 30 days with an incubator, there is a velus. The Shevet Halevi says that even if he does live 30 days, there still will not be a velus if we know for sure that he's a premature infant and we know for sure that he was low nigma, that he's underdeveloped. Rav Shlomo Zalman says that we're misabel if he lives 30 days after leaving the incubator. But if he dies in the incubator, even if he was there for 30 days and lived 30 days with the aid of an incubator, he would be inclined to say that we're not misabel, but he says that the minhag is to machmer to misabel, and he doesn't want to be maharher against the minhag. And Rav Eliashiv also says that as long as he lives 30 days, even in the incubator, except in the case of twins where one of them dies, but a normal preemie who lives 30 days in an incubator, there will be avelus. Pidyon aben, Michalkas Yaakov says that anyone who lives 30 days, it's igloi milta that he was not an eifel, not because anything changed for his manazeh, but that's always the halacha, that if he survives 30 days via an incubator, that does not change the din. From any baby who survives 30 days, and that's also the opinion of Rav Shlomo Zalman, that if he lives 30 days, at least 30 days after he leaves the incubator, then there is a pidyon aben. And even Rav Shlomo Zalman says that would be true even for a real preemie, a ben hay, a 5-month-old baby. Rav Eliashiv says also that it depends on 30 days, but he says that again, that Lashitatze, the same thing, he says you count from the birth, not from the exit from the incubator. That is also the opinion of the Sisal Yezner and the Baron Moshe, the latter at least in the case of Nigmur Sarov and Tiparnov, that we do a pidyon aben. The Baron Moshe says because he's really Safek Ben Zayin, but Eich Sheiyah, in those cases, L'chol Marka De'Islay, Rav Eliashiv, Sisal Yezner, the Baron Moshe all say that we do a pidyon aben, and we count the 30 days from the birth, even if he was in the incubator for those 30 days. Regarding Godless, the age at which he's considered to have reached his majority, the Chalkas Yaakov, even though he initially suggested that we should be Choshesh for the Rishonim who said that a preemie of Ben Ches, even if he survives, is not considered an adult until he reaches 30, the Chalkas Yaakov concludes that every Ben Ches that we have is really a Suffolk, and even if the doctors tell us he's absolutely a Ben Ches, we don't believe them, he says, and therefore we treat him as a Suffolk Ben Ches, and he suggests, for reasons that I do not fully understand, that a Suffolk Ben Ches, even with regard to Daraisas, even for matters that are so serious, such as Gisim and Chalisa, even for such cases, we treat the child as an adult the way we treat any child when he reaches 13. We don't require waiting until he's 20. Rav Eliashiv, also discussing Godless, says that we count from Leda, we count from birth. We don't say that we count his birthday as the day he left the incubator. When we count the amount of time that has to elapse before we consider an adult, we count from the actual birth, not from the exit from the incubator.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.